and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, providing perspectives of hope in Jesus Christ. What is the impact of COVID-19 on individuals and families? How may a licensed marriage and family therapist offer insights in the effects of the pandemic on you and those around you? Vicky Wong of New Hope Counseling Center of Hawaii joins us today. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program. Well, when all is said and done, dear friend, it's to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the one who loves you and knows you and all that you're facing right now. And we're here to remind you that there's always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. And Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. Yes, he was buried, but 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the resurrection hope, even in the midst of the most trying times, unprecedented times in our lives, resurrection hope is ours through Christ. And it is our hope and our prayer that you would turn to the Lord Jesus, lift your burdens to him, let him carry them, dear friend. Vicky Wong is a licensed marriage and family therapist. She's also a board certified national counselor. She graduated from Chaminade University with her master's in counseling psychology, adding to studies in pastoral and biblical studies at Summit Pacific College and Global University, and her bachelor's in business from Simon Fraser University. Vicky is married to Pastor Terry Wong. They have three children and Pastor Calvary Assembly of God. She's a Canadian, born and raised in Vancouver, British Columbia. She's been living in Hawaii since 2001. Vicky, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Danny. I'm so honored to be here today.
How has COVID impacted you and Pastor Terry?
It's been hard. I can honestly say for myself as well as my husband, because I'm in a helping profession, there's something that we call like almost like compassion fatigue, where you give and you give in the ministry, you give in counseling, you're trying to help. I'm trying to help people who are struggling with this pandemic, you know, and I'm working from home. And so as a mother of three, as a counselor, as a pastor, I'm pulled in multiple directions. And this pandemic is real. It's been real. It's been hard. My mother has been sick in Canada, and I've been wanting to go, but for a time, all the borders were closed. And so you get to a place where you want to help her. She's in the hospital, she's in a care home, and yet you can't get to see her. And so there's a struggle there because you really do feel, I really felt helpless and I couldn't even fly. So there was that on top of that, and just managing family, managing people, managing our household, and changing all my routines. I can honestly say it was hard.
I can already tell, Vicky, that and you have this grace about you that the Lord has given. You're speaking to our hearts today. I mean, we're cutting through whatever fluff there is, and you're able to do this heart to heart. Just go straight to the heart of the matter. How has COVID impacted your church?
Well, it's hard because we were trying to follow CDC guidelines. And CDC guidelines initially tells us to shut down. So we did. We shut down everything. And then we started doing things online. But online, it's a trial in itself because you're constantly trying to figure out how this stuff works, you know, from doing worship online to preaching a message to trying to pray for individuals to really carrying the church. And it has been hard. And then CDC guidelines are changing again with the pandemic worsening, improving. And so here we are. We're constantly cleaning the church. Somebody comes in who may have COVID symptoms, and again, we're cleaning and every chair, every furniture, all the carpets, all the floors, anything that can cause loss to individuals. And then on top of that, we were told that we were allowed to open up. So now we're opening up the church. We're having in-person services. But again, we're trying to be sensitive to the people out there who are really struggling with genuine fears of this pandemic. And suddenly we're redefining church, we're redefining ministry, we're trying to preach messages of hope and inspiration and joy and deliverance because we want to help those who are in need. We want to be a lighthouse to those in the world who don't know what to do. You're lost. This pandemic has made us lost and scared and confused. And we as a church want to be that lighthouse. But again, those guidelines are constantly changing. We're told to open up. We're told to shut down. We're told to clean. We're told to do worship behind glasses and all these different areas. And so it has been hard. But I honestly believe that Calvary Assembly of God and my husband and I were called to be a resource of hope and joy and deliverance. And we're doing the best we can because we want to represent Jesus the best that we know how to, Danny.
You mentioned that you're parents of three children, three beautiful children. I know them. As parents, what lessons have you learned? You and Pastor Terry.
You know, I remember when my youngest is 14 and my oldest. So I've got a 14-year-old, a 21-year-old, and a 23-year-old. But I remember when my oldest was 2 years old. And he was crawling on the floor. And he was walking around, but he was always on the floor level. And I'm watching him and I thought, wow, why is he so fascinated down there? So I remember spending a day and staying at his level. And I realized, wow, there's amazing things down there at his level. You know, there's a lot of dirt on the floor. There's a lot of food on the floor. There's pots and pans. There's a lot of things on the floor that little child noticed. And when I got down to his level, I realized what he saw down there was very different from what I saw up here. And similarly, I apply that same principle to my children. My children, it's hard. My 14-year-old is trying to figure out schooling online, and he just switched to a new school, so he's so excited. But at the same time, He's not meeting individuals. He's not meeting new friends. He's doing school 60% of the time online. And the other 40%, he's in person at the school. But, you know, children are not meant to constantly do homeschooling. I mean, he needs play. He needs connections. You know my children. They're extroverts. Mm-hmm. And they need people connections. They need people interactions. My kids love sports. They need sport interactions. And here he is trying his hardest to do things online, learning a language online. He's taken Mandarin, which is really hard, and yet he's doing the best he can. But it is hard. And so I'm learning to see things at his level, Danny, and recognizing at his level, it's very different from what I see at my level. And so I'm going down to where he is, and I'm seeing the struggles. And I guess as a parent, what I'm learning is to notice what he does right, not what he does wrong. Really hold back on judgment, condemnation, accusations, negativity, all those Asian things that I was raised up in. And I'm recognizing that's not where I want to be. I want to be able to validate him, help him to see that what he's going through is unusual. It is different. He's scared too. When he goes to school in person, he's wearing a mask all day long. And he's struggling with that as well. He can't talk to people. He can't touch people. He can't do sports with people. And yet he's there, which is what he's hoping and what he's wanting. But yet at the same time, it's not the same. It's different. His routines are different. And so giving a greater level of patience for him and really encouraging him and letting him know how proud I am of what he's doing and how he's coping. And that goes a long way.
Well, you speak with a tenderness, Vicky, and a practical, applicational understanding from a parent's perspective. I think we all need to push the pause button. If COVID hasn't done that already, maybe a double pause in the sense of how we as parents view our children. And we may get more into it as we get into some of the very vital matters that you're facing as a or ways that you're serving as a counselor, how it relates even to parenting. But you indeed are blessed with Brandon, Vanessa, and then you mentioned, I guess,
Ryan.
14 with Ryan being, it's been that long since I last saw him. The last time I saw him, Vicky, actually was in Macy's. You ask him, he might remember, with Pastor Terry. We just happened to walk and see each other, and we're able to have fellowship briefly. But what a blessing when I think of Ryan and his tender and warm heart, and your heart for him and how it speaks to us as parents. Vicky, when we come back, I'd like for us to spend some time talking about mental health issues that have changed during the pandemic. Maybe we can talk a little bit about issues of anxiety and stress and so on that people are facing. Could we do that when we come back?
Sure.
When we come back from our break, more from Pastor Vicky Wong. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. She's also a licensed minister with the Assemblies of God denomination. They offer, in the New Hope Counseling Services, individual family and marriage counseling. She counsels individuals with depression, anxiety, high stress, emotional and behavioral challenges, and much more. She's going to share more heart-to-heart with us when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Pastor Vicky Wong is doing the kind of work that needs to be done for the health of so many people in the islands. And today we have her in studio with us where she is there in our Honolulu Salem studio. I'm joining you here from Boston, but we're here for you, dear one. Thanks for joining us. You can find out more about the ministry of Vicky Wong at enewhopecounseling.org. Again, that's enewhopecounseling.org. Perhaps you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment. You can get this program in its entirety as a gift. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Vicky, how have mental health issues changed during the pandemic?
You know, Danny, mental health issues, I can honestly say, have worsened. There is such a high level out in our communities of anxiety, stress, depression, grief, isolation, loneliness, and our emotions. We don't even know how to react. Sometimes our emotions are completely elevated and they feel like our emotional reactivity is out of control. Other times they feel stunted. We don't know how to feel. We don't know how to respond. The pandemic is, in many ways, has you know, I see two extremes. It's, you know, I call that dualistic thinking. Either you react in one extreme or another extreme, and people are shutting down because we don't have those healthy connections. And one extreme is a stunted emotion reactivity is you forget to know how to feel. You're so caught up in apathy, indifference, lack of emotions. You move slower, you think slower, because all your routines, all your environments that you're accustomed to have all changed, and you lose the will to fight. You lose the will to really care, to love, to connect, to try. And it's a tendency is that you don't even know it, but you're moving toward burnout and you can't sleep. And that again increases your stress levels, your depression levels, your grief levels. And you just want to stay in isolation and loneliness. And those are not healthy places to be. On the other extreme, Danny, you have the elevated because you're so driven by fear responses. Because in reality, this pandemic, it's beyond our control. It leads to illness and death, and people are afraid. And so you see in fear people acting erratically in their behaviors. You see marital strife, arguments, abuse, outbursts, irrational behaviors, irrational spending, irrational eating, relationships that are deteriorating. It is hard. And those mental health issues have really worsened in many ways as a counselor. And all I can do is really do the best I can to encourage, support, and bring strength for people.
How do you do that, Vicky?
You know, I recognize that as individuals, we're not perfect. And I don't try to tell my clients to be perfect. I don't try to tell myself to be perfect. But I recognize is that in all our limitations with this pandemic, to look at our strength and to see that, you know, you really are, for the listeners out there, you really are doing the best that you can. And you're trying. And the Lord recognizes that. Your family recognizes it. Your employment recognizes it. And I think we need to be at a place where we're gracious to ourselves. Because God has really been gracious to you. And I'm realizing, even as a counselor, that I need to be gracious to my clients to recognize where they're at and what their struggles are. And these struggles are real. And so I like to offer an environment, just like with my kids, a place of safety encouragement, joy, understanding, and to say, hey, you know, we're going through this together, and we're going to fight through this together. We're going to walk through this journey together until you realize that you're not alone. And I like to tell my clients out there and the people out there, you're not alone. I will walk with you just as the Lord is walking with you.
And we've been going through this for a good, 8-9 months. I mean, it really will, I think we look back at the year 2020 and it'll probably just be people will just say the entire year. It could be that. But when do you expect to see long-term effects taking a toll?
You know, people can handle acute stress. So stress that is temporary, we can handle that. And actually acute stress is really good for you because it keeps you at a place where you're active, you're alert, you're thinking well. But we were never meant to handle long-term stress that is really beyond our control. And, you know, I'm not a predictor, but I do know that I don't see myself in this pandemic going back to any kind of a normalized state for at least 6 months, because it's hard. I mean, there's the vaccines may be coming out, but people are initially hesitant to take a vaccine that's never been offered before. And there really isn't a new normal. It's a transition of learning how to change your behavior and transition to a normal that works for you. A new way of living and new routines, new environmental changes. And so I don't see this changing in the new future, at least 6 months away. And I've gotten used to it. You know, I love to work out of my office. I love going to my office. I love everything about my office. And yet I've transitioned to doing counseling online, which is really different for me. But again, I don't see me going back to the office in the near future, because you and I both have to wear masks. And it'd be so difficult to counsel you and allowing you to be yourself and to cry when you need to, or grieve when you need to, or become angry when you need to in my office. And yet you're restricted by a mask that I can't see your nonverbal behaviors, and I can't mm-hmm. even really see you. And so will that be changing? I hope so. But in the near future, we're going to do this together online.
So if someone is experiencing these effects that you explained so well, stunted emotional reactivity or elevated emotional reactivity, what would you say they should do if they're experiencing that?
You know, I was one of them, to be honest with you, because as I mentioned to you, I went through a period where I was feeling compassion fatigue, and I didn't even know that I was burnt out until I went back to Canada, because I was trying to carry the load for everybody. I was trying to be Vicky Wong for everybody. And I realized that emotionally, my emotions were stunted, and I got to a place where I wasn't feeling properly. I wasn't thinking properly. My mind and my thoughts were confused. And so what I did is I just connected with people. And that is so huge, because God created us to have interdependent relationships. He created us to have fellowship with Him. And I was created to not stay in isolation, not stay in loneliness, and not to be away from people. So I started doing things that I normally don't do. And I really became transparent and honest with my world. I have some really good friends who don't see me as Pastor Vicky Wong. They don't see me as a counselor. They see me as just Vicky. And we need to have those family and friendship relationships that see you as just Vicky, just who you are. And I started connecting in the ways that we were allowed to: phone calls, Zoom chats, social media, one-on-one times, online, anything to stay connected, but I was really honest with people. And I allowed people to come into my world. I allowed them to really understand how hard it was and how hard it was for the people out there. And they carried me. When I went back to Canada to take care of my mother, I was on, can you believe it, 5 Zoom calls. 5 Zoom calls a week. And all my friends recognized that I was burnt out. And so there were some that we just talked story for an hour, and that felt good. There were some where they just would tell me jokes, like corny Canadian jokes. And, you know, those were great. There were those that were just prayer meetings, and we would just listen to each other and pray through each other. And there was just Sunday school classes, teachings, personal connections, whatever it took. And they really carried me, because I had a quarantine for 2 weeks in Canada when I went to visit my mom. And I allowed them, and I shared with them just how hard it was. There's one Zoom call where we just read the Bible to each other, and we listened to music together. And that was just amazing. And I was surprised that online and social media connections could be so intimate. I had one person who watched a movie with me. That was weird. So we pushed the button at the same time. We're watching a Disney cartoon, believe it or not. And we pushed Lilo and Stitch at the same time. We were watching everything and commenting at the same time. And then I realized, wow, we can be creative together. We had a date night of having dinner together. So we both ate the same meal. But again, just being creative and realizing that there is fellowship. There is friendship. It's just a matter of being creative and how to do it. But those people connections were so important to be able to understand what I was feeling and understanding the concerns that I was holding on for myself and for people that I was caring.
You're listening to Vicky Wong. Vicky is a pastor. She's also a licensed marriage and family therapist. Well, and as you can tell, hey, this is just a heart-to-heart moment, really a moment of transparency, which I think is like medicine to the soul, as the Lord speaks to us through her life, through her example, especially when it comes to burnout, grief, isolation, and loneliness. When we come back, we'll talk more with Vicky about people struggling with, maybe you might be struggling with how to tolerate with uncertainty, or what does inability to relate with distress due to the loss of control and fear? Well, Vicky Wong will share more, as she is heart to heart with you. I don't think there's any better way than the way we're experiencing right now. And more with Vicky Wong, eNewHopeCounseling.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, have you done it? Have you watched a movie with someone through Zoom? Have you read the Bible together? Have you prayed together? Have you reached out to someone who you might think, well, they pretty much, I think they have it together. Well, maybe not. If you're feeling the strain of the pandemic, perhaps someone else is too. And a call, a text, setting up an appointment, sending a Zoom link, that might be a blessing and a refreshment, like Vicky Wong has been sharing with us. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. So grateful you're with us today. Perhaps you're tuning in now. If you caught the last segment, you can get this whole podcast as a free gift. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And more about Vicky and New Hope Counseling at enewhopecounseling.org. Vicky, how are people struggling with inability to tolerate uncertainty?
It's hard, Danny. As I shared with you earlier, is that there's disruptions in our daily life because the pandemic has affected us in many, many ways. We have lost our daily routines. We have job loss. We have unemployment. We've lost our social contacts or interdependent connections. We're forced to maintain this distancing without social connections. Our finances, our financial despair, economic stability, it's beyond our control. And these disruptions have affected our children, students having to adjust online. And that's hard. When I look at young kids are meant to learn and play. And suddenly we have children who are forced to learn online. And you've taken away play. But I do commend the teachers out there. You've been very creative in doing the best you can to educate our children, and I really commend you for that. But it's been hard, even adults, having to work remotely and online. And initially it sounded great. Hey, I can just wake up and go to work and not even worry about showering. Initially it sounded great. But it took its toll because I'm juggling household stressors. I'm juggling work, caregiving, homeschooling, household responsibilities, church ministries, servicing. There are certain things that are beyond our control, and that distress is with us because we're losing control. And when we lose control, fear creeps in, stressors creep in, and we find ourselves ruminating. This constant thought process is where we feel like this will never stop. The worry, the lack of understanding, the inability to sleep, it increases anxiety, stress, trauma. And we're so struggling with, how do we sort all this out? Where do we go? What does tomorrow hold? Is my job stable the next day? And so again, this uncertainty has been hard for a lot of people. And I understand what you're going through.
When it comes to therapy, how might therapy help? Is therapy something that most people should seek out? Or how do you know when you need therapy?
I think we need therapy when you realize that you're operating in those extreme levels, what I call dualistic thinking. When you're at one level where there is no hope, there is no feeling, there is no joy. And when you're on the other extreme, where you're so elevated and your level of tolerance is beyond your ability to cope, when you recognize that there's violence in yourself, in the way that you deal with your family members, in the way that you respond to people that you love. You see violence in the way that you speak, the way that you react. So again, it goes back to those two levels, numbness or emotional reactivity and behavior reactivities. And I think at those points is when you realize that I need help. I need somebody who can help me come to a place of safety, to get to that middle ground where I'm not thinking on the worst case scenarios or disaster, catastrophic thinking, but in a place where there's hope and that I can manage those things that are in my control and be able to see things, that there's certain things beyond your control, but learning to have the courage to change the things you can.
Vicki, I'm thinking of two words that might keep someone from pursuing therapy, even if they recognize it. Well, here's the two words, blindness and shame. Mm-hmm. Speak to that.
Well,
someone can't see that, or if they can't see it, they're shame. They're not going to expose themselves, so to speak.
Well, I can relate with you because I was one of them. In a Oriental culture, counseling is not something that Orientals generally, Asians in general, would go to. And I was blind to a lot of my deficiencies. I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it. And even if I saw it, I felt so much shame and guilt because I really did have that. I really had that in me. So going from denial to recognizing that if I come out of my denial, then I have to admit and accept the dysfunctions and the uncertainties and the distress and the fear that I carry. And so therapy is important because you're in a safe place, a place of acceptance. There's no judgment. There's no negativity. There's no accusations. There's no condemnation. But it's a safe place where you're sitting in the room with me and Jesus with us together. We're able to work through some of those deep hurts, deep dysfunctions, fears, uncertainties, distress that you're carrying in, and recognize that there's acceptance, that you and I are going to go through this together, and that there's healing. I love the word restoration. There's restoration. There's healing of family relationships. There's healing of marriage. There's healing in yourself and your ability to love the Lord, to be at that place of repentance. And God lifts you up, and you're at that place of restoration. And that's important.
You mentioned marriage. Are you seeing, because it could be assumed, but I just want to ask it, are you seeing marriages strained in an extraordinary way?
I am, actually. Relationships have been crippled through this pandemic, I could honestly say, because a lot of ways it's our pride, not being able to share and communicate how hard it's been. You were talking about blindness and denial, is being blind in denial to what's been happening and not feeling your wife or your husband is a safe person to be able to carry the fears that you're having. Or the other extreme is not trusting your spouse, not allowing your spouse to walk through this journey with you. And maybe there was strife in the past. Maybe there was mistrusts or communication failures or financial problems in the past. And you're not allowing the other person to come in to what you're going through and what you're struggling with, but they want to. They just don't know how to. And that's why I think marriage counseling is so critical, is to really improve the communication, is to learning to kind of allow in that person that you married to be your best friend again, to be able to share and teaching the other person how to allow them to share in a safe environment where there's acceptance and there's love and there's kindness in communication. And that's critical. It's critical.
Vicki, I want to follow along with this because before we go to our break, I want to ask how the Lord brought you into a professional counseling ministry, which meant you had to go back to school to get trained at Chaminade, and you did that. But I want to ask that question because when we come back, we're going to go into some even arguably heavier stuff with regard to abuse. But let's take a step back. How did the Lord speak to you and lead you to pursue the profession that you're in today?
Well, I think as a pastor's wife and being in the ministry, I saw a lot of hurting people in our churches. I saw a lot of people who needed the time and they needed the ability to be able to draw out some of those dysfunctions and those hurts. And pastors were doing the best they can, but pastors were juggling the ministry. And a lot of pastors are not trained in counseling. And I would see the hurts in the congregation. And when you start praying, for that, you don't realize that God is speaking to you. And I was just praying for them. Lord, help this marriage, help this individual, help this person who I saw was struggling with depression, anxiety, and debilitating fear and loneliness. And the more I prayed, the more I heard the Lord say, it's you, it's me. And I was like, oh, Lord, going back to school, I have three children. But when you hear God speak, I heard God speak. And I realized that, Lord, help me to walk in your obedience because I heard you. And so that's when I decided to pray and actively look for schooling and education and how to help the voice of the hurting. And that's always been my heart, is to really be that person who can walk beside you, to encourage you and comfort you and strengthen you. And that's where the Lord led me when I was in ministry as a pastor's wife. And I realized that I needed to hear God and obey him to help those in need. And that's why I became a counselor.
Well, it comes through the compassion of the Lord, the sensitivity, the tenderness, the relatability. Vicki really comes through. And when we come back, I think it's important for us to talk about a very touchy subject, but needs to be addressed with regard to the pandemic and the impact on children and seniors, but also the idea of codependent relationships regarding mental, emotional, verbal, and physical abuse. So can we talk a little bit more about these things broadly and maybe more specifically, Vicki, when we come back?
Okay, that sounds really good.
You're listening to Counselor Vicki Wong. Vicki and her husband, Terry, serve together as senior pastors of Calvary Assembly of God. You have three amazing children, Brandon, Vanessa, and Ryan. She's also the director of Honolulu Celebrate Recovery. I mean, we talk about inner healing, biblical counseling, mentoring, discipleship with a deep passion for prayer. And I'm going to ask Terry, I'm going to ask Vicki to pray for us, pray for you, dear friend, in our last segment. So when we come back, you'll hear more from Vicki Wong in this very timely session, timely program, in the midst of the COVID pandemic. Some may say, Danny, you talked about long-term effects, asking when are the long-term effects going to take its toll? You might say to me, Danny, it's already taking its toll. Are you kidding? And if it's going to be worse than this, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Well, we'll minister to you and with you when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So a lot of what goes on in a time like the time we're living in right now, COVID-19 pandemic, and the multiple layers of stress that come upon us, a lot of it is unseen. It's like an invisible impact, an invisible disability of sorts. But there are things that go on that are rarely spoken about. Vicky Wong is here to help guide us and talk with us through this. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Find out more about Vicky Wong and the New Hope Counseling Center at enewhopecounseling.org. Again, enewhopecounseling.org. Vicky, when the effects of the pandemic continue, what happens in some homes with children and seniors?
You know, it really breaks my heart. But with the pandemic, there really has been a rise in domestic violence among people who can't fight, who can't communicate the hurts and the pains that they have gone through. I see domestic violence rising in children, in seniors, in spouses who are in very, very codependent relationships, and they're targets of mental abuse, emotional abuse, verbal and physical abuses. I look at children. I mean, our children are acting up because they don't have the words to express how hard it is. They don't. And so you'll see them maybe being a little louder than they normally are, being more vocal, maybe not being as obedient as they could be. And because they don't have the words to communicate to you how hard it's been. And same with seniors. Seniors on top of that, seniors are struggling with a loneliness, and they're locked up because they have the same health concerns that we do. And so again, they don't communicate the way that they should communicate, or they're not responding the way that they normally have in the past. And because of that, I see a lot of domestic violence, because they're faced with people, family members who are going through such high levels of stress, depression, anger are very close friends. So people may be going through depression, but there's also the underlying area of anger and fear that drive it. And because of that, you'll see a lot. I have seen a rise in domestic violence, and it's hard because, especially with this pandemic, you're shut in. You're shut in the home with domestic partners who maybe were abusive before in the past, and now you're spending more time together with them. With unemployment and financial stressors causing conflict, with shelter shutting their doors so they can no longer help the way that they used to, with police being discouraged from making arrests, there's a rise in domestic violence, and we need to pray. We need to bring that to an awareness that there are people who can help and assist you, and there are organizations, there are churches who are willing to assist. There's counseling offices. That's why I became a counselor. There's Christian counseling agencies and centers who can help you so that you don't, you're not violent to those who can't defend themselves.
Let's spend a little time on that, because you've shared and identified and touched on many, many points of, I think they're such pressure points, touchy points, unspoken of points. But speak a little more about resources. Where can someone go to get help?
If there is domestic violence in your home, there are so many agencies that can help. The things that come to my mind is first of all, you have to call the police. But if you and you have to report when domestic violence has happened. There's also Child Protective Services. There's Adult Protective Services that need to be contacted. There's and those two areas will point you in the direction of safe houses and safe places that somebody who's a victim needs to go to. Domestic violence is not something that is a small case in Hawaii because of the poverty levels and because of how hard it is to live in paradise. And if you were a target for abuse, I'm going to tell you is that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be there alone, feeling like there's no place of deliverance. There's no out, because there are people who support you, even churches. Churches are designed to be a safe place for you to come and offer you help and offer you prayer and offer you support and be willing to counsel both you and the abuser, if they're willing.
Vicki, we have just a couple minutes left, and we have to pray. I want you to pray for our listeners, our listener right now. So could you do that? And again, I just keep saying inuhopecounseling.org. At least that's a point of contact, right? Where someone can reach out, reach you, and reach others, Mark Hovland, and others that are there. So, Vicki, could you lead us in a prayer for someone right now who's suffering in these ways?
Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you so much, because you are a God who understands exactly, Lord, the struggles that we have gone through, Lord. You've seen our distress. You've seen those tears, Lord, that have shed over and over. But Father, I just pray, Lord, that you will bring healing. You will bring deliverance, God. Moments when there's no hope, Father, help them to see that there is hope in you, because you're God. You do the miracles. You are a miracle worker. You are the God, Father, who understands. You are the God who's in control. And you're the one who brings deliverance and healing and restoration and joy and peace and kindness, Lord. Father, I just pray for the homes. I pray, Father, that people's anger will soften, Lord. I pray, Father, they'll recognize the individuals in the home who are there, and that they can love them, and that together with Jesus as our deliverer, as our healer, Lord, that we can find hope and understanding, Lord. I pray, Lord, that those in domestic violence relationships, Father, that they will get the hope, that they will have the courage, Lord, to change the things they can, to be able to find domestic violence organizations, Lord, that can help them, Lord. Father, bring deliverance and healing and restoration. Father, I pray for those who are struggling financially, Lord. I pray for those, Father, who are struggling emotionally, Lord. God, I just pray, Lord, that they'll see that Jesus, Lord, that you have never been silent, but you're actively working on our behalf and you're actively healing on our behalf, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you are our God. You are the God who loves us. You are the God who is more than enough. And may you provide for every need, every want, every desire, Lord. God, provide for all those areas, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you will heal this pandemic, Lord. God, Father, you remove infections, Lord. You remove all these
Amen.
Areas, Father, that are beyond our control, Lord. And Father God, and that you will stabilize our economy. You stabilize our medical profession, Lord. I pray, Lord, you strengthen all those first responders, Lord. Father, as they tirelessly and effortlessly continue to be a hand of healing, Lord. Strengthen them, bless them, Lord. Allow your hand of care to be upon them. And I thank you for this time. I thank you for Dr. Danny, Lord, and his love for people and his love for the listeners who are hurting, Lord. And I pray for a special blessing on every listener, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus. Amen. 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 Amen, Vicki. Thank you for your ministry, your sensitivity to the leading of the Spirit, your tender heart, and thank you for praying for our dear listeners. New Hope Counseling Center, Hawaii, their therapists, I mentioned Mark Hovland, Meg Walter, you've heard Vicki, Robert Okimura, Pastor Robert Okimura, Kent Kitagawa. Again, resources are available. Here's a point of contact, enewhopecounseling.org. I encourage you, dear one, no shame. And that's what we say in Hawaii, no shame. And also, don't be blinded. If someone points something out to you, open your heart. And instead of hurt, let the Lord bring miraculous healing, as only God can. Vicki, a parting shot before we close our show, a word to our dear listeners.
I love Philippians chapter 4, and it says, do not be anxious about everything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. You know, and God is going to bring you the deliverance, because he says in verse 19, is that he will meet every need that you have. And I'll be praying for you as you continue to seek your healing and your restoration.
Timely words from Vicki Wong at enewhopecounseling.org. Dear friend, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is the perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support, to make a donation, to pray with us, well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. Psalm 73:24, the Message translation says, you wisely and tenderly lead me, and then you bless me. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Vicki Wong, enewhopecounseling.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, and my co-host, Lonnie Ka'aha, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll